Chapter 14. The Test. At 8 o'clock that evening, William collected Susan. "I thought we'd go to that new Indian restaurant in town, if that's okay with you," he said. "That sounds perfect," said Susan, thinking how handsome William looked in his white shirt and black trousers. "You look beautiful," he said, smiling as he opened the car door for her. "He'll probably run away when he hears about the penknife," thought Susan as she got into the car. "Or even worse, he'll arrest me." "Oh, well, it was nice knowing you, William. I'm sorry it has to be this way, because I think I'm falling in love with you."
After a delicious meal, William took Susan's hand and kissed it.
"It's been a wonderful evening. I'd like us to go out again sometime."
"Wait until you've heard what I have to say, and then you'll change your mind, I'm certain," thought Susan.
"William," she began nervously, "I've got something to tell you."
"I'm listening," he said, smiling.
"It's now or never," she thought. "Here goes."
Susan told William the whole story about Bob, his drug days, Frankie, and of course about the penknife and the brown mark on the end of it. When she'd finished, she waited for William to speak.
"Are you stupid?" he said angrily. "Don't you see what you've done? I could lose my job because of you."
He stood up and walked away from the table. Susan sat alone at the table, wishing that she'd never taken the knife. William was right. She was stupid. Suddenly, she felt a hand on her shoulder. She turned round. It was William.
"I'm so sorry, Susan," he said. "I shouldn't have said that."
"You're not stupid. What you did was wrong, but you were only thinking about your father. I can understand that."
"I've got the knife here in my handbag," said Susan, happy to see him. "Put it where it belongs and let's pretend this never happened."
She took the knife from her handbag and gave it to William.
"I just hope you can forgive me," she said.
William took the knife and put it in his pocket. "I'll return it," he said, sitting down and taking her hand once again. "But before I do, I'll take it to the forensic department to have it examined." William looked at Susan for a moment and then kissed her.
"I know we've only just met, but I think I'm falling in love with you," he said.
Susan smiled. She knew she was in love. The next day, William took the knife to the forensic department and showed them the brown mark.
"You'll have to leave it with me," said Dr. Robinson,
one of the scientists in the department.
"I'll do a test on it. I'll phone you when I've got the results."
Dr. Robinson had an idea what the brown mark was, but he needed to make sure. The first thing he had to do was to remove the mark from the knife. He moistened a piece of cloth and wiped the knife with it. The mark came off easily and was transferred to the cloth. Then he used a certain chemical to do a test on the mark. Just as he'd thought, the brown mark slowly turned red. Later that day, William received a phone call from Dr. Robinson.
"I've got the results of the test on that knife," said Dr. Robinson. "It's a good thing the knife was stored in a paper bag. If it had been stored in a plastic bag, after 5 years, the humidity inside the bag would have made the test useless. Anyway, the test shows that the mark on the knife was blood, just as I had suspected. But the question is, whose blood?"